Okay, the first important thing when you wake up is to know how to make yak noises. Yeah, okay. Then we're going to have our yak chorus. No, just kidding. So let's start meditation. Get all your... How many preliminaries are there? Like eight, right? No, I mean Vairochana posture.
Seven or eight.
Seven or eight, but Scott added one, which is turn off your cell phone. Then make all your noises. Anybody need? Now let's try it together. Then please sit up straight. You can put your palms up or your palms down, but you might want to try between. And they don't fall asleep, so kind of like this. Draw your hands back towards your body on your thighs. You can put your hands over your knees, but then you kind of slouch, I think. Relax your mouth. Pull in your tummy a little bit. Relax your forehead. Let your shoulders come down and back. And keep pulling your tummy towards your backbone slightly. And keep that tension slightly. Consciously relax your fingers. And then come softly to your breath. And we'll stay watching the breath for a while. We're just starting this morning, so your mind will be a little wandering. And then it's like waking up. Just focus on the breath and start the day. Slowly begin to focus the mind more sharply on the breath. So at the beginning it will wander a little bit, but then watching the breath is for the purpose of focusing the mind for the meditation. And we'll stay on the breath for a few minutes, a little bit longer than usual. Now please invite your teacher, your own heart teacher, to walk into the room and seat themselves in front of you, knee to knee, and feel their presence, feel their love for you. And we'll spend pretty much time here, so try to reach a place where you feel their presence very strongly. Then please see in your teacher's forehead, between their eyes, up about an inch, and then embedded into their forehead about an inch, a soft white light, like a very soft light bulb, forming around a diamond. And we'll just focus on that light. It represents the way they act with their body in the world. And just focus on that light. And now, because of their love for you, a corresponding white light forms in your own forehead, in the same place, just above where the middle of the eyebrows, and embedded into your head about an inch. So as you watch the white light in their forehead, you feel a corresponding white light forming in your own forehead. And there's two white lights, and they are affecting each other. The light in their forehead is causing the light in your forehead to shine. And we'll stay on those two lights for a while. Feel the connection between the two lights. The way they act with their bodies is spreading to your own self. Now please see a beautiful, soft, ruby red light in the hollow of their throat, embedded deep in their throat, as if it were coming from a beautiful large ruby. And focus on that light. Sometimes you can go back to the white light, but focus on the red light in their throat. This is how they speak to people, kindly, gently, truly. Focus on that light. And please start to feel a corresponding red light in your own throat. in the way they have of speaking sweetly is spreading to your own voice. You have your own ruby, deep colored red light in your own throat. Now, finally, a blue light in their chest, sunken into their chest, behind their heart, like a sapphire, deep blue, beautiful blue color. This is how they think, in the state of their mind, very beautiful, gentle, loving. And just relax. If your legs fall asleep, let them fall asleep. If there's some pain, just let it go. Focus on the blue light. And ask them to spread that light to your own chest. See a blue light in your own chest. And we'll finish. So a few more minutes on the blue light. Deep, beautiful blue light. And slowly, please come back to your breath, but keep focused, don't let go. Don't start wandering. Come back to your breath. Gentle breath. And then slowly you can open your eyes. Take a stretch. And it's time for yoga.